Well, Paddy, looking forward to a busy weekend, a festival of football, the annual Comórtas Pádraig Ní Gaeilge, the final.
Yeah, that's right, Tom, it's on us now.
Yeah.
We're all set to go at 6 o'clock after one for the first game between Tiernan ladies and Glenfinnan ladies senior final, so it should be a cracker.
Yeah, and it's the first of I think, 10 games in total between now and Monday evening.
That's right, it's a busy weekend for it all.
Comórtas Pádraig Ní Gaeilge at the county finals, I think it's the first time in 12 years you've hosted it?
Yeah, 2006 we held it last, and it's been a long time. Well, it's flown in, I suppose, but it's been it's a brave while since we had it.
And tell me, what does it mean for the club, the area?
Oh, it's a big boost for the area. Like, we'd be a strong Gaeilge area, and we'd have a good enough tradition with the Gaeilge competition itself, so we're just glad to have it this time around.
Yeah, and obviously it's a dry run for the bank holiday weekend. I know, obviously the All-Ireland finals, you're hosting them, and that's going to be on a much bigger scale, but nevertheless an opportunity to test out, especially your new facilities.
Yeah, it is. We have two new dressing rooms going. We have two pitches going, and we've built a new stand there, proper fencing around the pitches, so it's looking good, and it'll cater for a good crowd this weekend. And obviously in May and the June bank holiday weekend, we'll be expecting a huge crowd about, so we're really looking forward to that as well.
So as you said, Tiernan and Glenfinnan ladies kicking off this evening. Maybe you'd run through the schedule tomorrow for us.
Okay, the schedule tomorrow was at 11 o'clock. We have the under-14 final between McLaughlinnea and Glenfinnan, and then it's followed by the two junior semi-finals, Madunav and Kilcarha, and then that's followed by Gaelanija and Ardara. Then we have the senior semis, Gidor versus Naoimh Columba and Naoimh Connell against Glentulli. So that's the programme for tomorrow.
So they're quite a busy one. Obviously the big games in there are the senior games, I suppose. Glentulli and Glenties, the holders. And
for them to win, to go for it this year, because the fact that the national competition's here in Donegal, so it's a good challenge for them to win the county this year.
I suppose that is the attraction for the senior team, for all teams this year, is the fact that it is
absolutely, Tom. It's a massive cost for any club to travel down the country with 30 of a panel or whatever, and it's a huge cost. And so the fact that it's in Donegal this year, they probably have a full panel to pick from as well, so it's a good opportunity now.
And maybe at coming at a time as well when there's a bit of downtime on the club scene here in the county as well.
That's right, it's post-county will be taken over now for the next few weeks, so the clubs will be glad to get this proper quality of football for the next few weeks.
And talk to me then, you have the finals on Monday?
Yeah, we have four finals on Monday. Start off with the intermediate final between local rivals Milford and Gaelanija. That's followed at 11:30 by Madunav and Naoimh Columba in the junior final. Then we have the men's junior final at 1:30 and the men's senior final at 3:30.
So, as we said, a festival of sport, and as we look out this afternoon, the sun shining on you as well.
Yeah, we're very lucky with the weather now. Up till now, it's been terrible, so we're going to hopefully get what's going for this weekend. And don't forget as well, we have the Cailín Gala as well. That interviews are on tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the GA Centre here in Downing. So any club that has a Cailín Gala, they're welcome to attend that.
So all the Cailín Gaelics all around the county are very welcome.
Absolutely, Tom. The Fáilte Uair, everybody.